some questions. Where am I going? How do I get there? And do I belong? And so here's what got me thinking about that. A couple of weeks ago, I was invited to a women's retreat at Grand Lake in Northeast Oklahoma. And I was super excited to go. I have not been to a women's weekend with friends or any women in a very long time. And so I was super excited. But as the time drew near for me to leave, there were some things that happened. And I won't go into all of them, but I did ask for my oldest daughter to come and stay with my husband and the two little boys while I went on this retreat. Now, when she got here, she and her daughter got here, I found out that, bless her heart, she'd put in so many hours that week that she hadn't gotten all of her schoolwork done, because she's also a college student among being a single mom and working full time. And so anyway, she hadn't gotten all of her schoolwork done, and she thought she would be able to get it done while she was here. Now, her little brothers are very active, and so it kind of cracked me up that she thought that she would be able to get it all, to get her all of her schoolwork done and a quiz on top of that. But needless to say, that's exactly what she set out. Well, I got very nervous and thought, oh my goodness, I should not be leaving her here alone with this. I don't think she's going to get the schoolwork done. It's going to affect her grade. And so that was something that really kind of tripped me up, and some of my excitement was gone for going to this women's retreat. And so anyway, I was preoccupied with that, amongst some other things that had happened that morning. And as I left town that day to go to this women's retreat, I left town going the wrong way. Now, I know how to get to the lake. I've been there several times, but I was just so preoccupied. Have you ever been so preoccupied? You just, you know. Anyway, I left town going the wrong way. So I had to stop. I had to put the directions, I had to pull my GPS up and my navigation and put the address in, and I had to, you know, go a different direction. Now, let me just tell you, as I drove, this new route that my GPS was taking me looked very sketchy. I mean, super sketchy. But I could see, whenever I looked ahead on my GPS, I could see that I was headed to the lake. So I decided to trust my GPS, even though as I drove along this path, it did not look good. I'm telling you, I was not on any major highway. I wasn't even on a state highway. I was on a county road for most of the trip. It turned out to be a beautiful drive, but still, not only was I late, but now I'm driving this sketchy path, and it was kind of concerning at sometimes. But again, I decided to trust my GPS. But as I drove, I also kept questioning, should I really be going to this? Do I really belong at this weekend, or do I belong at home? Okay, so I had asked myself the question of, where am I going? How am I going to get there, because I left town going the wrong way? And then, because of all the other circumstances, the excitement killers, I was questioning whether or not I really belonged at this retreat for that weekend. Now, ironically, a few days earlier, a friend of mine reached out. Her birthday is tomorrow, actually, and she is going to hit the number 40. And she shared with me that she was really struggling with who she was, where she was going in life, where she belonged, in what direction she belonged in her life. And so as I'm asking myself those questions, my friend's questions about her life and her upcoming big birthday came back to me. And so as I drove, I got to thinking about all of that, and I thought, you know, don't we, isn't that just kind of like life? How many times in life is that just what happens to us? Like, we come to a crossroad, and maybe it's not in, like, where do we belong, or, what, you know, maybe it's not, like, a big philosophy thing with you. Maybe it's a trip. You know, but at some point or another, we all in our life come to that crossroad of where do I belong? Where am I going? How do I get there? And where do I belong? Now, a lot of times, because I am an entrepreneur and because I am very business oriented, I do relate things back to business. And so if you have your own business that you are in, whether you run it out of your house or you have a storefront, just whatever, if you're your own business owner, then you kind of sometimes ask yourself the same question, right? Or even if you work for someone, there are times that you ask yourself that question. So a lot of people kind of lose their way. They lose their why. Why do I get up and go to my 8-to-5 job? Why am I running this business that has this overhead? Why am I an entrepreneur out here putting myself out and constantly being rejected, right? Sometimes we lose our why. And we come to that crossroad and we have to ask ourselves, where am I going? How do I get there? And is that really where I belong? So I just want to encourage you with this. If you have a business and you truly believe in it, okay, that's the first thing. If you don't believe in what you're doing and not passionate about it, you might not be on the right path. Okay, so, but if you have something that you truly believe in and you're passionate about it, are you sharing that? If you are keeping it to yourself, you are just living in self-centered isolation. And if you belong in this business, whatever it might be, you cannot live your life in self-centered isolation. You have to get out there and you have to advertise your business. You have to share your business. You have to, if you work for somebody else and you're showing up to an 8-to-5 job, you have to show up with an attitude of, I am here. I am not being self-isolated. I am here to get the work done and I'm going to do it with a good attitude. Now, let's say that's maybe not where you're lacking, okay? Maybe you question whether or not you're in the right place at the right time because you have what you feel like is a lack of knowledge. Let me tell you, if you feel like you have a lack of knowledge, there are lots of places to reach out and get knowledge. If you are, again, working for someone, you can reach out and get, let me tell y'all, YouTube is full of how to do things. I fixed my own washing machine just by watching about 3 YouTube videos. Okay? So there is training for everything out there somewhere. You can ask my ladies that I am in business with. I love to extend the knowledge that I have gained. I love to go seek knowledge. And so that's one thing that you need to be doing along your path is seeking knowledge. I love whenever someone comes to me and says, hey, Rhonda, what do you think about this? Or how do I do this? Or what's your opinion on how I should handle this? I love to share the knowledge I have with them. But even more than that, if I don't know that answer, I love to say, I don't know, but let me go figure it out. And then, so, you know, keep training yourself. Keep learning. Keep challenging yourself. And then I would say this. If you are not getting encouragement somewhere along the way with where you're at, then maybe it is time to think about moving on. So I read something on Facebook this morning that was absolutely amazing to me. I'd never thought of it like this before. But it was a picture of a very unique car. I'm sorry, I can't even remember what kind of car it was. It was super unique and it was kind of cool. It was a little sports car type. And so this father had saved this car, and whenever the daughter turned of age, he gave her the car, and she said, she kind of looked at it and went, that is an old car. I'm not exactly liking that. And so he said, okay, well, take it down to the dealership, see what they'll give you for it. The dealership told her that they would give her $1,000. She came back to her dad, told him that, and he said, well, take it to the pawn shop, see what they'll give you for it. The pawn shop told her, I'll give you $100 for it. She came back to dad, told him that, and he said, okay, now, take it to this car club and see what they'll give you for it. And the car club was willing to give her $100,000 for it because it was a very unique, one-of-a-kind car that you couldn't really find anywhere. And even though it wasn't in pristine condition, it was definitely restorable. So they were willing to value it much higher than anyone else had. So here was the lesson that dad taught daughter in that. Whenever you're going to throughout your life and in different places, if you feel like the value that is being placed on you is not high enough, move on. Go find somewhere else. Go find someone else that will value you for what you really bring to the table. So in business, in life, all of it, if where you're at is not placing value on you, maybe it's time to think about moving on. Maybe that's not where you belong. And then I want to encourage you with this. Another place in our life that we can feel like you don't know where you're going and you don't know where you belong is in your spiritual walk. So there's a few reasons. There's a short list I want to give to you about that Pastor Rick Warren gives in his book, The Purpose-Driven Life, about what you need to be looking for in your spiritual walk and where you belong. And so, first of all, he says, a church family identifies you as a genuine believer. If you are not in a church family, the world is struggling to identify you as a genuine believer. Secondly, a church family moves you out of self-centered isolation, like we talked about a while ago. You do not want to be self-centered and not sharing. So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26, it says, if one part of the body suffers, all the other parts suffer with it. Or if one part of our body is honored, all the other parts share its honor as well. So, this is to say that only in regular contact with ordinary, imperfect believers can we learn real fellowship and experience the New Testament truth of being connected and dependent on one another. We cannot be isolated. We cannot be self-centered. We cannot be selfish in joining a church family. A church family, the third reason, a church family helps you develop spiritual muscle. You know, just like in our regular life, our muscles in our body are not developed if we don't use them. Well, your spiritual muscle is not going to be developed either if you don't use it. And so a church family will help you develop that spiritual muscle. The body of Christ needs you is the fourth reason. Again, I'm going to go back to example of our own bodies. You know, you need your nose, right? Like your body needs your nose. If you don't have a nose or if your nose is plugged up, you know, it's hard for you to breathe. If you don't have a nose, it's going to be really hard for you to breathe. And if you can't breathe, then you're going to lack oxygen. Your body's going to wither away, right? So it's the same thing in a church body. If you are the nose and you're missing from that church body is lacking your oxygen. So get to a church family. You belong there. Now, another reason is you will share in Christ's mission in the world. We are called to go out and make disciples of other people. And that's what I'm doing. Whenever I share with you guys what God has laid on my heart, I am, in turn, sharing with you the message that God has laid on my heart, and I'm hoping to encourage you and help you to grow your spiritual muscle and help you to become a disciple of God, of Christ. A church family will help you keep you from backsliding. I'm telling you, if you think that your sin that you're committing is hidden from the world, it's not, okay? Anybody that's close to you knows your sin. So if you think that by hiding out from a church family that the world's not going to know whatever sin you're doing and living in, let me tell you, there's other people out there that are going to know that, but more importantly than that, you know that, and God knows that. And so being accountable to a church family keeps you from backsliding. Hebrews 3:13 says, encourage one another daily so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. And then in James 5:19, the Bible says, if you know people who have wandered off from God's truth, don't write them off. Go after them and get them back. As a matter of fact, while the world tells us don't be judgmental, the Bible says, you can see the fruit of the Spirit or the lack thereof in your brother and your sister, and you are to go to them and encourage them and ask them how you can help them and call out their lack of fruit. The phrase, mind your own business, is not a Christian phrase at all. We are called to encourage our brothers and sisters in Christ. We are called to bring them back to the fold if we see them straying. So, again, if you are struggling with where am I going, how am I supposed to get there, and where do I belong, I highly encourage you, if you need to talk about it, reach out to me. I love to talk to people, and so reach out to me. And if you don't think you belong where you're at in business, reach out to me. Because again, I love to help people succeed. If you saw my post earlier today, it was for you to look at, for you to analyze yourself and see, do I fall into the successful people here, or am I one of those unsuccessful people? Because I love to encourage you and I love to challenge you. And so, if you would like to know the business that I'm in, and you would like to know how to come along with my team and be successful, I would love to share that with you as well. In the meantime, if you are happy where you're at and you're passionate about what you're doing like I am, congratulations. That is phenomenal. I love to celebrate other people's accomplishments as well. But again, if you have any question whatsoever, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. I hope everybody has a very blessed day, and we'll see you again soon.